The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Biden and his family weighing options now that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
It's important to understand that prostate normal cells, as well as prostate cancer cells, respond to testosterone. But not all prostate cancer cells respond to hormones. And in this case, the president's prostate cancer cells do respond to hormones, which means that that is another opportunity for treatment and hormone therapy, which is where you would give medication that block the hormone to reduce the risk of recurrence and spread of the cancer.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. More than 24 people were killed as a line of strong storms moved across the South and Midwest over the weekend, most in Kentucky. Another line of nasty weather that could include tornadoes is set to hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri later today. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in a few hours to discuss the war in Ukraine. Afterwards, he's got a call scheduled with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News. In a rare weekend vote, the House Budget Committee has advanced President Trump's big budget bill. Democrats are united against Medicaid cuts in the package that are to pay for tax breaks. ABC News reviewing the online writings of the suspect in the car bombing of a Palm Springs fertility clinic. 25-year-old Guy Barkas, who died in the explosion, had also tried to live stream it, police say. Officers calling it an act of terrorism. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has reaction from those in Palm Springs.
People told me it was the loudest boom they have ever heard in their lives. Many people here in Palm Springs, they're on vacation. They're here to relax. So can you imagine? They told me they felt this shaking throughout the entire city, and they saw windows breaking across all of these buildings, and none of them knew what was going on.
Seven inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail facility Friday morning still on the loose. Police think they have help on the outside. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, summer parties will be here before you know it. If you don't have your party dress yet, don't worry. At the Creative Outlet, we are running a 40% off sale on all women's dresses. This sale includes short and long formal dresses, wedding dresses, and casual party dresses of all sizes. Tag color sales still apply for even bigger discounts. Come on in and save at least 40% off your new favorite dress at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A look at weather for today in Southwest Wisconsin is coming up here, and more regular features for the 19th of May.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac de Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Save 20% every Tuesday on rental tools and equipment, big and small. Find the tools and equipment you need to get the job done at All American Do It Center's rental department. Skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, trenchers and hole diggers, lawn and garden equipment, concrete equipment, air and power tools, compressors, generators, flooring and drywall, even banquet tables and chairs. Rentals are always 20% off on Tuesdays. Visit the rental department, open 7 days a week at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta and Richland Center.
All American.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. A high of 60. East winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, brisk winds, showers likely late, and a low of 42. Tuesday, blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times. A high of 51. For Wednesday, 55. Light showers, not as windy. 64 Thursday. We have a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and we continue holding steady at our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 40.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cuss, kick the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. Out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
dance, and there's a little dance crease on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Luke Bryan on WRCO. Rain is a good thing. Maybe some is on the way. We'll see. Old Hank is on the way. We'll see how he did accumulating jokes. I'm not sure. He was busy umpiring all weekend. But maybe he got some jokes that way when he was cheating everybody. I don't know. We'll find out. Right now, some mountain music.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Rip away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, he's dreaming again. Some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
Of hard work and countless memories, this milestone shines. Graduation day has arrived for Richland Center High School. Brought to you by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Best friends go. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Live until I die.
Clay Walker on WRCO Radio. Well, I just walked by the hall, and I did see Hank, and he looks like he's made it from the weekend, so we'll see how he's doing in a little bit. Plus, our look at birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up in just a bit on this Monday, May 19th. It's just hard to believe. Next week, Monday, is Memorial Day. But we'll be talking about that with some programming this week and some info to get you in the know along the way here today on a Monday.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
7:20 today, a few things to celebrate. It's Boys Club Day, Accounting Day. It's also National Hepatitis Awareness Day, Testing Day. It's World Family Doctor Day. Celebrate Your Elected Officials Day today. And something to sink your teeth into, it's National Devil's Food Cake Day. Oof.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Senior Life Solutions, located in the lower level of the Richland Hospital and Clinics, has an effective mental health support program for people 65 and older. There's no doctor referral necessary. Simply call Senior Life Solutions at 608-647-6321, extension 2040. That's 608-647-6321, extension 2040.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, young man.
What's going on?
Recovering. I'm recovering. Mm-hmm. Long weekend.
You were playing Twister on Saturday night.
Oh, I tell you what. No.
Solid Gold Dancers.
Yes, that.
That was wild.
But, you know, the baseball game Saturday and Solid Gold Dancers Saturday night. And
Home Talent?
Home Talent yesterday. Yes. And then what did I do Friday? Didn't I have a doubleheader on Friday as well? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So... But anyway,
a little sore, huh?
A little's not it is doesn't you know, it doesn't really go with little sore, you know, because I'm big.
Are you properly stretching?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, yeah, you ought to see me back there.
It's, really? Yeah. No, I mean afterwards.
Look like Pat Benatar. Just
really, yeah. Pat Benatar.
Okay. Well. Okay,
I don't get that.
Let's move on.
Huh.
How was your weekend, buddy?
Not even wearing a headband. I don't think I can make you look like her. It was good. Yeah, we were busy, of course. We enjoyed our time at the Race for Grace at Kroska Park and enjoyed that. Got to see a lot of people out there, and it was well attended. I think maybe the weather maybe held back some, especially, you know, just spectators. Because
It was really chilly.
It was.
And, it was really chilly.
Not to complain like old crotchety guys about the weather, but I said this last week. I don't know that I remember. You expect wind in April. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a part of Wisconsin. I don't know that I ever remember it being this windy in the month of May.
Right.
And the case in point was last Friday. It was warm during the day. At game time Friday night, we had registered winds in the upper 20s to 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold. I was more concerned about rain coming in, you know, but it was more just a cold wind. And you go from 90 degrees one day to like 58 the next day.
And or 45 this morning.
And 45 this morning and this week. And the other thing that I'm looking at temperature-wise and forecast-wise is a lot of things scheduled tomorrow in high school sports. It's conference track day. I don't think there's a chance. If that forecast holds true.
It says 100% chance.
Right. And cold winds. And so I'm guessing they're already looking at contingency plans.
Oh, I'm sure. So maybe we can play them earlier.
That wouldn't even help tomorrow.
Like tonight.
Well, tonight would probably be better.
If you're not booked.
If I'm booked. I'm booked. Have something. Yeah.
I don't have an open day. I got Wednesday. And maybe with the end of the season, you may see that.
Yeah. Push them to Wednesday.
Yes. You may see that because I believe the like the gigs and the churches are completed through the summer
starting
now.
Starting to kind of wind down, yeah. I think, yeah.
So, you'll probably see that this week because I think the last day for, let's see, can they play anything after Thursday? Well, I think baseball can play, sorry about that. I think baseball can play next Tuesday. I think that's it.
Softball tournament actually starts for some teams on Thursday, yes. And there'll be. But a lot of times they don't schedule things on Friday just because it's Memorial Weekend and it's kind of a getaway day and things like that.
So where are you going for this Memorial Day?
This Memorial Day, I'll be right here.
Oh, you're not going anywhere?
Oh, no. No.
You want me to come in or anything?
Don't have too many plans. You know, in fact, Hank, last night I told my suitcase there will be no vacations this year.
Oh.
Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Yes.
Bum-bum.
I don't think you needed a suitcase for that, Phil. I'm sitting right here. Hey, you know, Phil, I played music in a lot of most night spots in Arkansas, Missouri when I was younger.
Why'd you stop?
Well, I ran out of quarters.
I like that. We're off and running. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hey, Hank, do you know why the computer caught cold?
It had what was it called? I don't know, Phil.
Well, of course it was a virus, but it left its windows open.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Oh, and then it's got a call. Yeah. How horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So my son asked me over the weekend, Dad, is it true you got shot in the Army?
Hmm.
And I said, no, son. I only got shot in the leggy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, why did the deer go to the dentist?
It had buck teeth.
Yeah, it had buck teeth, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where does a boat go when it's sick?
I give up.
The boat dock.
The boat dock.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I should have known that one.
Yep. What's the difference between a toilet and a cemetery, Phil?
Oh, boy. I could come up with some
I'm sure you could.
Answers, but I won't. What do you have?
It's absolutely nothing, Phil. When it's time to go, it's time
to go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What do you get when you cross a centipede with a parrot?
A walking, talking... I don't know.
Yeah, a walkie-talkie.
Oh, boy.
You know, Phil, never use GPS when going to a cemetery. It's not here. It's not nice to hear that you've reached your destination.
Oh, yes. Please park here. Yes. I don't use GPS unless I have to, though.
Oh, really?
It's much more fun to stop at the gas station and ask directions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing when you go back and ask again. Now, what street did you see?
What'd you see? Hey, Phil, how many skunks does it make to make? How many skunks does it take to make a stink?
One.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Yeah, P-H-E-W.
Oh,
just a few.
Few.
I call it few.
Yes. Why did the drum go to therapy?
Oh, Philip. They heard the few.
It had too many issues to beat.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes.
Sixth grade comedy club.
Yes, pretty good.
Yep.
I see people out my age, Phil. You know, we see people out climbing mountains and stuff. And
I know. I just don't like those people.
I'm just happy getting my leg through my underwear without losing my balance.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my current issues.
Yes.
I tell somebody the hardest thing they do all day
is put the sock on that foot. That's the hard. After I get that,
have you ever seen those sock helpers?
I know. I need to get some of those.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, some sock helpers.
Or whatever they're called. Yeah. Yeah.
Hamburger helper and sock helper.
Just mix them all in one. How did the telephone propose to its girlfriend?
Oh, it rang her up.
He gave her a ring.
He gave her a ring.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What did the dragon say when he ate the knight?
I don't know.
That was a night to remember.
That was a definitely.
Sixth grade comedy club. That was a closing act right there.
Yeah, Debbie and Joanne are hanging from a pole to see who can hang the longest, Phil.
Really?
Yep. Debbie is showing off by hanging from one hand. Joanne says, I bet you can't do it with no hands. Debbie takes the challenge and loses the contest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Didn't catch that one.
Literally. A shoplifter was caught red-handed trying to steal a watch from an exclusive jewelry store. Listen, said the shoplifter, I know you don't want any trouble either. What do you say I just buy the watch and we forget about this? The manager agreed and wrote up the sales slip. The crook looked at the slip and said, this is a little bit more than I intended to spend. Do you have anything else less expensive?
Oh, yes. Hopefully you're not speaking from experience here, so...
Well, little Johnny came in from the backyard sobbing.
Oh, man.
His mother asked, what's the matter? Dad was fixing the fence, and he hit his thumb with the hammer. He said through his tears, or hit his thumb with the hammer. He said through his tears, that's not so serious, said his mother. Said, and be a big boy, like you shouldn't cry about that. Why didn't you just laugh? Johnny replied, I did.
Daddy didn't really like that.
Daddy didn't really like that. I know I'm winding out of time.
Is this the kicker?
One more after this. After this will be the kicker.
All right.
While making sounds, a doctor points out an x-ray to a group of interns. As you can see, he says, the patient limps because his left fibula and tibia are radically arched. Michael, what would you do in this case like this? Well, ponders the intern, I suppose I would limp too.
Yes, it would.
Wow, do not let me get that doctor.
Yeah, right.
All right, buddy, here's your kicker. This is a pretty good one, I think.
Let me brace myself.
Well, here we go. I had a blind date, Phil, the other night, Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you what happened.
That's why she went out with you, I think. Sorry.
There's the kicker. I had a blind date the other night, but before I was worried what to do if she was really unattractive. My friend told me not to worry. There's an app just for that situation. It's called Mum, Are You Okay? And it schedules your phone to ring just after you meet your date. So if you like her, you just ignore the call. If you want to cut the date short, you answer with Mom, what's the matter? Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I get that all the time. But it works every time. No worries. So anyway, I knocked on the lady's door, and it turns out that I have needed to worry at all. She was absolutely gorgeous and stunning. But just when I was about to speak to her, her phone rang. She answered, Mom, what's the matter? Are you okay? Hank's Love Life.
That's a great app to have, though, really. Yeah.
Or just say, Hey, Hank, call me when you
call me.
Yeah, call me.
Exactly.
If I ignore you,
that'd work.
Yeah. My luck, I would be in bad service. And
didn't get the call.
Yeah, I didn't get the call.
Yeah.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank Bray, and that's it for Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory,
proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get four lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, ma'am, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for four lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op-raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for four lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Your history lesson for today, 1883, William Cody held the first of his Buffalo Bills Wild West shows in Omaha, Nebraska. 1943, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill met with President Franklin D. Roosevelt at the White House, where the two leaders agreed on May 1st, 1944, as the date for the D-Day invasion of France. And in 1962, film star Marilyn Monroe sang Happy Birthday to You to President John F. Kennedy during a fundraiser at New York's Madison Square Garden. Some iconic moments on this day in history. Some notes on today, the 19th of May, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have a good pile of birthdays and anniversaries to salute today. So first of all, we'll begin with John Keegan. Happy birthday from friends across the river today. Have a great day there, John. Jerry Schell on your big 90th. Best birthday wishes from friends and neighbors of Blue River. And happy birthday, Jerry Schell, from Jill. Also from your card-playing partner, Len Kokel. Happy birthday, Jerry. Happy 17th, Rieselin Johnson from Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for all of your help at the Dirt Drags. To Dennis Peterson from Five Points Lutheran Church, special birthday wishes today to Deb Pardoon with love from Mom Feed. Also, have a great day today to Deb, and this is from Duke and Daisy. Also to Deb from Karen, have a great day. Much love today to Deb Pardoon from the family and friends. Happy birthday today to Andrew Wrongholt from Rachel, Remy, Berkeley, and Huntley. And also to Andrew Wrongholt from Greg and Elaine and Grandma and Grandpa. Best wishes today. other well-wishers. We have more for Jerry Schell. Happy birthday from the Blue River United Methodist Church, from friends at Arch Ancestors of Richland County Hills. Happy 90th birthday to Jerry Schell from Jane. Wishes from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff to Daniel Zweifel, who has a birthday today, to Ethan Tarvin and Marty Jones from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Brett Hatch, to Tate Lamont, also to Cody Riddio and Ellie Meister and Mitchell Markham. Happy anniversary, Pat and Kathy Neff, Heidi and Andy Knutson, and Matt and Amy Franklin. Happy birthday to Carissa Erickson and to Greg Vitesnik from the Richland Center Lions. Greetings going out again to Deb Pardoon. I hope you have a great day, from Brother Tim. That one delivered via Pony Express today. And happy anniversary to Jay and Linda Kidd from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Also to Jay and Linda from the Mick Memorial Park Board, thinking of both of you today. And happy 41 years to my life, my love of my life, Jay Kidd. Lots of love from your wife, Linda.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We're holding steady at 41 degrees, headed towards 60 a little bit later on. Here's one for our special couples on a Monday. This is Don Williams.
My heart is out of control. This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. When I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends. I know to be lost in you so, but I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Desperately, loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly, think about you constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day. It was a wonderful weekend. We had a chance to go to several events, and there was a good turnout, not only of items, but people to bid on stuff at yesterday's Ithaca Lions consignment auction. I know they worked until late last night getting that all wrapped up. But thank you for joining us today, and thanks for supporting all of the weekend events. Good attendance at Muscadet's Mushroom Festival as well on Saturday, and a little cooler temperatures, but certainly no one overheated.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Courton, Maine, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today, a high of 60, with east winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with brisk winds, showers likely late, and a low of 42. Tomorrow's high, only 51. It will be blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy rain at times. Right now, it is 42 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
And for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. Wisconsin's higher education funding took another drop. According to the latest analysis from a National Organization of State Higher Education Executives, the University of Wisconsin ranked 44th out of 50 states in public funding last year, a drop of one spot from 2023. That's behind Illinois and Michigan, which rated first and second, as well below neighboring Iowa and Minnesota. And Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said more public investment is urgent. Just 18% of the UW system's current two-year budget of $13.7 billion comes from state taxpayers. Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included the largest increase ever for the UW system, $856 million, a number unlikely to survive budget deliberations in the Republican-controlled legislature. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced Sarah Hagenow of Poinette as Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Hagenow will work for a contract year as a full-time communications professional for DATCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow feels at home in Wisconsin's agricultural industry and enjoys telling the stories of its hardworking people. She is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in the international agriculture role. Hagenow's youth was characterized by involvement in 4-H and FFA, which spurred her to join the Gopher Dairy Club, Agricultural Business Club, Agricultural Mentor Program, and the Dairy Cattle Judging Team at college. Hagenow has held internships with Heatherstone Enterprises, Viking Dairy Company, the Minnesota State Senate, and the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hagenow was announced as the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals hosted by Crawford County on Saturday evening in Prairie du Chien. She joins her sister, who is Allison Dairyland, a couple of years back. She will begin her term as the 78th Allison Dairyland on July 7th. She succeeds the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. Memorial Day is only a week away, which means many individuals will be traveling and attending events during the three-day holiday weekend. With the increase in activity this weekend and into the summer, emergencies can happen anywhere at any time without a moment's notice. By giving blood to the Red Cross, you can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations. Tomorrow from 9 until 2, there will be a blood drive at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Wednesday from 9 until 2, a blood drive will be hosted by Richland Center High School, and Thursday from noon to 5:30 at the Cross Plains Fire Department. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will have a busy season coming up this summer. They're going to be presenting the musical that will be a great chance for local audiences to become familiar with Little Shop of Horrors. Andrew Sharp will be the producer of the upcoming production.
We're going to be doing Little Shop of Horrors, which is a dark comedy that was made into a movie back in the 1980s. It started off as an off-Broadway musical, and then after time, it actually was played on the West End in London and then came to Broadway, and they made it into a musical. Interestingly enough, Frank Oz directed it. It's a story about a flower shop assistant that finds this plant, and it turns out the plant wants human blood to grow, but then it promises him the world.
Auditioners should prepare for a singing style in the late 50s or early 60s rock and roll or R&B song. Auditions will be held tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Roles to audition for include Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, his co-worker and love interest Audrey, and the voice of Audrey II, the plant, to name a few, and a puppeteer will be needed.
We need somebody to be the puppeteer, and of course I think of a smaller, slender person to fit inside the plant, like the famous horror guy that was in all those movies like Labyrinth and things like that, and he's so skinny that he can fit inside the suit. That's kind of what we need.
For more information or questions, you can contact communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page. The State Health Department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating. Be sure to wear long pants and tuck them in your socks when in wooded areas, or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in as well, because ticks can travel on their fur and bite you indoors. The Department of Natural Resources is advocating for its proposed budget. DNR Secretary Karen Hines says from the budget meetings she's had with legislatures, it is clear that there's bipartisan interest and support for state parks, and she's hopeful that the budget that makes it to the governor's desk will reflect that. The DNR is requesting $1.2 billion in the next biennial budget, a 2% increase. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will need to approve any increase in funding. The Department of Natural Resources has funding available for organizations to promote ATV-UTV safety. Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzclaw says it's a great avenue for the DNR to be able to connect with local organizations that will spread the word on how to enjoy ATVs and UTVs safely. Organizations are encouraged to apply for this two-year program by the end of May for up to $316,464 in funding annually. Visit the DNR's website for more information on how to apply for funding. Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That message at the state party convention in Rothschild over the weekend came from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden, who asked delegates to put aside petty differences and work together. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said inter-party squabbling is the worst he's seen since entering politics 15 years ago. He said he won't pick sides in the disputes between MAGA Republicans and more moderate members of the party, but asked both sides to abide by the decisions of state party leadership. Life jackets are the best way to save your life on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. DNR Warden Darren Kuhn says that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one is going to rush to open compartments and get out a life jacket when an emergency happens. The DNR issues around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices, and most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing a life jacket. The Richland Center Middle and High School Choirs will be performing at Richland Center High School tonight. Middle school choirs will perform at 6:30, followed by a short intermission before the high school choirs begin at 7:30. Songs from large group contest will be featured, and senior members of the choir will be recognized. ADRC of Eagle Country and Simons Recreation Complex are excited to present the third annual 3K 5K Wellness Stride. The run walk will kick off at 5 p.m. Thursday, May 22nd, starting at Simons. Mike Hardy is director for the Simons Recreation Complex.
A lot of the 5K, 3K, 5K, 10K races that are done are used to raise money for facilities, and they can raise a lot of money. This one's a little different in the way that the ADRC runs it. Basically, it's for the cost of a shirt, basically. So it really doesn't raise money for ADRC or for Simons. It's really there to kind of acknowledge the Older Americans Act and the senior citizens that are our members or that can become members or that are in the community that just want to focus on their wellness. And it's really not to raise money. It's really to raise awareness and to get people involved and to do the intergenerational things that that I was talking about as well.
All 3K, 5K Wellness Stride participants will receive free admission to Simons on the day of the event. Participants can cool down with a dip in the Simons pool, stay warm in the hot tub or sauna, get in a game of racquetball, or take part in a fitness class, all while supporting ADRC and the services they offer for senior citizens. The 3K, 5K Wellness Stride is an event for all generations.
And those are really good things that that we like to see are the intergenerational things, because there are so many programs that are, you know, divided up into certain ages or whatever. So whenever we can run something where grandpa and their grandkids can do it, grandma and their grandkids, mom and dad and families can do together, this is one of those great events where families can participate in it. And along with this, any member or anyone that signs up for the Wellness Stride will get free admission to Simons that day, so they can use the pool, sauna, that type of thing.
Sign in, and same-day registration starts at 4:30 this Thursday, the 22nd. To pre-register or for more information on the 3K, 5K Wellness Stride, contact Simons Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522. And a Wisconsin angler fishing in the fog this week discovered the wreck of an abandoned tugboat in Lake Michigan. Wisconsin Historical Society officials announced this week that they have confirmed Christopher Thuss found the wreck of the J.C. Ames. The society says in a press release that Thuss was fishing in fog last Tuesday in Manitowoc when he noticed the wreckage in 9 feet of water off a breakwater. According to the society, the J.C. Ames was a powerful tugboat with an engine that could produce 670 horsepower. It was built in 1881 and used for multiple purposes, including moving lumber and railway cars. It was intentionally sunk in 1923 after it had outlived its usefulness.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Here are today's vital statistics. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died Sunday, May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of the service at 1 o'clock. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ashley and Harrison Boland had a daughter, Gracie May.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today, we'll around 60 degrees. It'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. East winds at 10 to 20. Brisk winds tonight. Showers likely late and a low of 42. And then tomorrow it gets quite nasty. Blustery and cool with rain, possibly heavy at times. East winds at 18 to 30 on Tuesday and a high of 51. It is 43 at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The 8 o'clock news from ABC is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden thanking everyone who wished him well now that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from the White House.
President Trump saying he was saddened to hear about his diagnosis, writing, "We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." And former President Obama praying for a fast and full recovery for his former number two, saying, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all of its forms than Joe, and I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace."
The cancer described as aggressive. Pope Leo meeting with J.D. Vance ahead of a U.S. push to reach a diplomatic resolution to the war in Ukraine. President Trump is set to call Vladimir Putin.